Good afternoon to all, and welcome to our virtual meeting. It is 1:30 p.m. on March 22nd, 2022, and time to convene the regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Toni Olson, Board President. In accordance with the Governor's Proclamation 2028-15, we are holding meetings remotely.
Commissioner Olson, can you just confirm that we're reconvening the meeting? Not convening.
We are reconvening, and it was in capital letters. Thank you for the correction. I have with me this afternoon Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Vice President, John Harlow, CEO General Manager, Sean Arano. Sean, did I get it anywhere close? She's laughing.
Forget it.
This is a long history of me messing up her last name. Additionally, we have Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Assistant Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, our Deputy Clerk of the Board. Commissioner Sid Logan, Secretary, is absent this afternoon. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please mute and turn off the camera on your devices when not speaking. I will ask for questions or comments on agenda items as each item is discussed. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Some questions can be answered during the meeting, while others may require more time. Please indicate you would like to speak by clicking raise hand, or if joining us by phone, dial *9, and attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. Do we have any items to be added or changes to this afternoon's agenda?
I have none.
It looks like, Commissioner, we do have, we're adding item eight, items for consideration, and item 8A, settlement of a claim. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, state and spell your name and indicate where you are from. Comments from the public this afternoon will be agenda item 2, and that's when the board will hear comments for items not on the listed agenda. Comments will be limited again to 5 minutes. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second with the board to ensure that all the issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. We now move on to agenda item 2, comments from the public. Allison, do we have anyone checking in with us this afternoon?
Yes, Commissioner Olson, I do show Gayla Shoemake has her hand raised.
Wonderful. Good afternoon, Gayla.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Olson. Good afternoon, commissioners and staff. It's good to see you there. I have a couple of questions. The first one is a repeat from when I was here last time, and I know that they were working on the public meeting for the Snake River Dam issue, and I haven't seen anything about it, but I could have missed it. So if there has been something scheduled, I would appreciate knowing when that is. And secondly, somebody mentioned today about the opt-out for the AME project. And when I heard the last presentation on the Connect Up project, they were saying that they hadn't decided exactly how they were going to do the opt-out part of it, that there were several different things they were looking at. And I'm just wondering when there's going to be a final description of what would be the opt-out process. And does anyone know?
I will ask John Harlow. Based upon this morning's presentation, the project has been throwing a lot of curveballs.
It sounds so, like
it. So, John, and with regard to the second part of her questions.
Yeah, I can get with the team and present to the board the specific opt-out rollout plan and procedure.
Well, I would imagine that that's on our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point
in
the process. Yeah. But I do think that our customers, and I'm sure Gayla in listening in this morning, saw what supply chain shortages and everything else are wreaking havoc with the project.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to hearing those details.
All right.
And just an additional comment, keep in mind the meter deployment is actually scheduled for the last to begin. Again, if supply chain plans and materials and equipment are available, we'll begin the last quarter of this year.
Okay. And let's see, I believe he said that so many days before that, 90 days before that, then they would have the opt-out information. So I'm sure it'll be then. But if anything before that, John, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. You bet.
Thank you, Gayla. Allison, do we have anyone else that would like to make comments to the board?
I do not see any other hands raised.
I do not see any. All right, we will move on to agenda item 3, our consent agenda. 3A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of March 8th, 2022. B, bid awards, professional services contracts and amendments. And C, consideration of certification, ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Do we have any questions from the public that might be joining us this afternoon on the consent agenda? Hearing none, Commissioner Wolf, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
On the consent agenda?
No,
oh, I could come up with a million, but they're all good awards. So I will forego my drawing you all through my long. So let's move on to agenda item 4, public hearing.
Do we need to action? Vote? Excuse me. Do we need to vote?
Yes, you do. Yes, we do.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
We will now move on to agenda item 4, public hearing and action. 4A, disposal of surplus property, second quarter 2022. I'll call for a motion.
Let's see. Based on staff's recommendation, that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on exhibits A and B of the surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and sold for high bid or disposed of according to the policy in the second quarter of 2022.
I will now convene the public hearing on the disposal of surplus property, second quarter 2022. And I believe we have Hud Allworth with us. Hud, I don't see you on the, there you are. Should we have any questions? Commissioner Wolf?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't have a question. I just have to, looking at multiple pages of vehicles, mm-hmm. In reviewing this, And I'm really proud of management of our transportation, of our fleet. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me like we're squeezing every drop of blood out of those vehicles with a mileage, and a couple of them are over 15 years old. So good job. Those are my only comments.
There's also no comments. No hands raised for comments.
Yes, I was getting, from the public. And I believe Commissioner Wolf and I have weighed in on it. I will now close the public hearing and I'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Agenda item 5. CEO General Manager Report. John, do we have anything this afternoon?
Yeah, a couple items I'd like to share with the board. And let me start with, if appropriate, hopefully it is, a response back to Gayla on her question regarding the workshop for the Lower Snake River Dams. And we are, and I say we meaning staff, are very aware the commission's desire to have a Lower Snake River Dam workshop and the importance of doing so in a timely manner. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to meet with staff this week, I think it's Thursday of this week, to really talk through the outline and the timeline for that workshop. So hope to be back to the board with a hard-coded date within the next few weeks of when we will be conducting that workshop.
Thank you, John.
So possibly, John, at our next meeting or the first meeting in April or the second?
Yeah, next meeting, I will hope to have a date nailed down to do the workshop.
Right, and then a general outline.
Yes. Right. Yep. Okay, and then again, that the timeline for the workshop, we will hope will be within the next couple months. We just want to make sure we've got all the information and everything laid out appropriately to conduct an effective workshop with the board.
Okay, may I comment? I think it would be really, really helpful if we could move that up to sometime in April, because it's the commissioners in making policy. We need to have input early, so that we can work with the team, not after they've already figured it all out. I do apologize for my congestion, but I don't know why it would take so long to have a workshop that would include us. And if we could have, a closed workshop, I mean, if that would be possible, if they're not ready to present their position on paper, I think it's really obvious that we want to be properly engaged, but in a timely manner. And I appreciate your comments, John, that yes, you do care that the commissioners have concerns, but what are we going to do about it? We're going to put it off until it's too late to have really any meaningful input. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get upset, but I do, because I feel like staff take on so much that doesn't really should include us. And this is one of those times. So I had some articles that I wanted to share with you and everybody who's working on the Lower Snake River Dams issues, but I wasn't able to get them sent and I'm not sure how to do that. But I know you're following the Northwest Energy Coalition's science, their reports. I presume that you are, and you know what they're saying. And you're also involved with the council, Northwest Power and Conservation Council. You know what they're saying. So I want us to have discussion on this before we miss the opportunities that we might need to have input. So whatever you could do would be greatly appreciated to move that up as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I hear you loud and clear, Commissioner Wolf, and agree. It is important to get the workshop scheduled. And I will commit that we will do our best to try to have that workshop scheduled in April. But as you know, There is a lot of stuff going on.
That would be.
I do agree. It is timely. Because there's a lot of things in motion. But to that point, that's why we want to make sure that we have all the information to be able to provide to the board, for the board to get a good understanding of all the information and all the different things that are in play with the Lower Snake River dams.
Yeah, I hear you. And I'm wondering if you and your team would consider sending it to us so that we can study it, that we don't have to put off having a meeting, that we could receive a lot of that information and we can deal with it with our own brains.
We would commit to do kind of this typical process of sending information out ahead of time as we do typically for a workshop. And I'm not sure how much of an advance notice. I'd actually look to Melissa for guidance on that. But part of the workshop is to go through all of that information and discuss and answer questions and really get alignment on the issue and how we see the concerns.
I appreciate that and I respect it. And I'm just saying that if we had the information, we could be better prepared to ask those questions and not have to wait until it's presented at a certain later date. But anyway, I know you'll do your best.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Well, I see Kim is with us. Now she went away.
She's back.
It was my understanding that there, and I guess I was pushing for something first meeting in April, that we would first, you would be presenting us with kind of an outline of what to expect at the workshop or something like that, the process that you're going through. Did I just make that up?
What I might suggest, so we're meeting with John, as he said, later this week, the internal team that's working on this, mm-hmm. with a proposal of how this could look and a timeline associated with that. We're trying very hard to balance the prioritization I hear from the commission, understandably so, on timeliness, with also making sure that we are presenting a meaningful and thorough workshop. So hopefully, if we can get some internal alignment and all heads moving, you know, nodding in the same direction following Thursday, then we'll have a much more flushed out concept that we can roll out to the commission. But I hesitate to go much further before we have a chance to make sure that we're in alignment with John's thinking as well.
And I would agree with that. I can appreciate Commissioner Wolf's need for the information, but I also, I guess I want a better understanding of what the purpose of the workshop is.
Well, we did that. We did that.
Well, we did, but I'm not going to belabor it now, but I just, I believe that in terms of yes, there is a purpose for the workshop, but I'm not quite sure a purpose to what? To what end?
What we should be able to do, and hopefully I don't put the team in a bad place, but after the meeting this week on Thursday, we ought to be able to have the framework for the workshop, thus the purpose and what we want to accomplish in the workshop, framed out, and I can be able to report that back at the next commission meeting.
All right, thank you.
Within that time frame, hopefully we'll be able to hard code a date in which we will be able to be prepared for the workshop. So I'll give you the purpose, the objectives of the workshop, and then the timeline or the date for which the workshop will be conducted. Is that fair, Kim?
She didn't fall off her chair.
That's what I was looking for.
So if I recall correctly, our last workshop, which was, what was it, 4 weeks ago, where we got the outline of the principles of, we wanted to come up with the principles for engagement, right? Correct?
Yeah, that's, I think that's one of the objectives of the workshop, yes.
And so that doesn't seem like that would be a gargantuan task to come up with principles for engagement. And so I'm just pointing out that maybe we need to just see what really needs to be done and get that done and not just have all this bureaucratic delay. I'm sorry. I know you're all going to do your best. Thank you.
It's not really a bureaucratic delay. This is a very, very complicated issue. There is lots of things swirling. And I think we owe it to the board to make sure we provide all of that information in an effective way. And it's really to help the board be able to assess the situation and understand how we want to play in that space going forward.
Well, and I'm not, the frame, you know, you folks know me, I like framework. And so, you know, it helps me get a handle on expectation. So in terms of understanding how this workshop's going to go. So that's all I was asking for the next meeting. If you can, including getting all the other work you have to do done. To bring forward a real simple framework.
Yeah, and there, this is a high priority. Again, this is a big, yeah. Big deal. And it's a big deal on behalf of, for us as a PUD, on behalf of our customers and the communities that we serve. So we've got to make sure we navigate this.
It's very important. Yeah, I agree.
Critically important.
Yes, okay, thank you.
So just a couple other things quickly. A report out of our power rates and transmission group, the 2022 Jackson shutdown is underway. Several valves are being rebuilt in the powerhouse. The power tunnel has been dewatered and inspected, and substation crews are performing maintenance in the switch yard. Last week, it was found that a fiber optic cable needed to be removed from the power tunnel. The Jackson crew developed a plan for removal and put in a request to the line department for assistance. The two line department crews, Major Yard, the Jackson crew worked together and had the fiber removed by Friday, a day ahead of schedule. They removed 3,500 clips holding the fiber to the tunnel wall and 4 miles of fiber.
Oh, wow.
Removal will ensure none of the damaged fiber makes its way down into the generators, causing damage. And that really was just a monumental feat, and by a whole bunch of different groups that don't typically work together. And the collaboration, the teamwork was just absolutely extraordinary. So a great job to all of those involved in that project. And then the last thing I was going to mention, just as an FYI to the board, I was selected as the NWPPA secretary and treasurer,
which means great.
We'll be on track.
Great. Yeah. Are you going to go to the conference? Of course you will, in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Good. Congrats. Congratulations.
Thanks. And that's all.
All right. I guess we're moving on to our event calendar.
Commission business. Number six.
Agenda item six, commission reports. Do we have any reports?
I just have a thank you to the anonymous author of a letter to help us understand, and to especially me, that some people who are employees are uncomfortable when members of the commission participate. This event that was referred to in the letter was about 3 years ago, and I've learned a lot since 3 years ago, but if I had known that the driver, of whom I asked if I could, if she could drop me off, because she was going, I thought she was going my way. Turns out she never let me know that she was not going my way and that it was out of her way. I would have appreciated that. And I would have said, oh, thanks. I'll get Lyft. I'll call Lyft.
Well, thank you, Commissioner. I'm not sure that's a report. That's the intent of this section, but thank you for your comments. I have nothing to report. Let's move on to 6B, which is our event calendar. And boy, do we have a lot of things going on in March. Now, Commissioner Wolf, will you be, when is the...
it's in May.
It's in May. Will you be able to go to that in person?
Well, I'm asking if it might be possible. I'm not sure.
Okay. They're not going to do a remote version?
No. I mean, you know,
one never knows, do we?
We don't want to lose our general manager either. He's going to be there.
Yeah, well, I was curious about that.
Still worried about COVID.
Who are you addressing? Me?
Oh, Commissioner Olson, are you still worried about the COVID problem?
I am. But yeah. We discussed this at the last meeting, and I think we make our own decisions in terms.
Right.
I was very open about whether one did or didn't. So.
Yeah, I wish if they would have virtual, I would choose that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to have that. And I would like to represent us since I'm, you know, the representative from our PUD to the NWPPA. And yeah, I would like to go. If it's permissible, I would be happy to wear a mask, you know, if we're in large groups. But yeah, I'd like to go. And
you've got a while to make that decision.
Yeah, I don't know what I need from, you know, from the commission staff.
Well, if it's May, you got a little bit of time to work over it. Yeah, let's move on to agenda item 7A, our governance planning calendar. And that's to be scheduled. I do like a briefing wide on district-wide supply chain challenges. Mm-hmm. I see that is going to be scheduled. It's on the to be scheduled. I like that. Commissioner, did you have any other observations on our planning calendar?
No, I don't.
Okay. This is the item that was added to our afternoon's agenda, item 8. Mm-hmm. Items for individual consideration, 8A, a settlement of a claim. I'll call for a motion.
I move to approve the proposed settlement of the lawsuit of McDicken v. Snohomish County Public Utility District Number 1 et al., King County Superior Court Case Number 19-2-13718-5, capital SEA, in accordance with the terms and conditions set forth in the confidential memo or memorandum from legal counsel for the district to the Board of Commissioners dated March 18th, 2022.
Commissioner Wolf, do we have any questions or comments on this settlement?
No, we had a good briefing on it, I think.
Yes, yes. I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do we have any other business before us this afternoon, John?
One for me.
All right, Commissioner Wolf.
No, that's good. Okay. That's good, thank you.
Well, it's 1:59 p.m. and we're adjourned.